Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 10/31/2019. And let's start tonight with a prayer. Our Father in heaven, will you and your Son, Lord Jesus, who you sent to earth as your only begotten Son, to come down and to come onto this planet and to then be laid up on the cross and persecuted and to die and then to be resurrected, all right, and return as our Lord Jesus, will you, Lord Jesus, and our Father in heaven, will you now go immediately to those preparing, those Luciferians, those demonic types, the satanic worshipers, the regardless what name he calls himself or his minions call themselves, will you now go to Lucifer and his minions right now who are preparing to do their little dance, who have in the political world have put out an impeachment dance farce in Congress, and then all around the world we have Ordo, Abkea, we have the chaos that they've been creating everywhere. They're also getting ready to destroy the economy of the United States, to impeach the president, and to do anything in their power to bring down this country and to establish and install a killing, demonic, commie, rat government. Lord Jesus, will you now strike a blow against Lucifer and his minions? Will you now strike the blows that will leave them in the ditch, Lord Jesus? We'll leave them out in the cold. We'll leave them wondering whether they're going to be able to come home at night, let alone to enjoy their little dances and their little evil worship and the blood sacrifices they intend to make in an attempt to bring him, Lucifer, onto this planet to counterfeit your life, Lord Jesus. Our Father in heaven, I know that you're allowing him, this devil, this Lucifer, his last best shot. But we do not have to allow him the free agency. Make it hard for him. Make it difficult for him and his people, Lord. And let yours rise up. And I know that wherever the field is at, that the tares are gathered and jerked out of the good field and of the good wheat, the chaff and the tares are pulled and they go into the fiery furnace. And ladies and gentlemen out there, wherever you're at, understand that these are not just political opponents. These are not just this. And yes, they are. You wrestle with principalities and powers, but they command armies of human beings and politicians and bankers and all kinds of people. It's not just there's sticks and stones, you know, but words will never hurt me. Oh, yes, they can, and so can those who command those who have the machetes, like in the Barcelona subway and along the track there where up to 30 people were attacked in a big fight with machetes, and they cut each other up with them, Pakistani migrants. And all the snivings in London and all the stuff. But just be thankful that you live in a country like the United States. And you should buy a firearm, plenty of ammunition, and get the body armor. But Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, strike blows against your enemies as we will strike blows against them as well. Lord, if we have just a few people out here who will put on your full armor and then put on their own armor and take up the weapons and take up the cause to stand against the evil. Lord, we know that this is the time when just about when we're going to see cities and countries wiped off the face of this map. When we see Mystery Babylon destroyed all in a single bound. When Dimitri Dudeman, your servant, Lord Jesus, and our Father in heaven, when Dimitri Dudeman, you gave him the vision through the angel, you gave him the vision showing Sodom and Gomorrah inside the United States and how New York and L.A. and Las Vegas and a lot of places were going to get blown up and just burn up as we were attacked by Russians and others, Chinese, Iranians, whatever. But as we're attacked, primarily in his vision by the Russians, and it's going to come at a time when the communists create a civil war inside the United States. So consequently, we're going to have a scenario you see, wherever a large number of people are going to die, which is just as what we were told by Lord Jesus in Matthew 24 and in Luke 21. It never fails, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how long I'm going to be on the computer right now at this time, because they keep messing around with me and trying to knock me out already. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Yes. Lord Jesus, I pray that you will assist people to understand that this is real and that it's coming. And then Ezekiel 38. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. And prophesy against him. And say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. And that's T-U-B-A. And so all of you outer court, third degree Masons, first 3 degrees, the Blue Lodge, which you're considered outer court, you got to understand who Tubal Cain is, don't you? Tubal Cain. And then if you understand it at a deeper level yet, that Tubal Cain was probably a clone of Cain made in a test tube. Tubal Cain, you see. And behold, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I'm against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws. And I will bring thee forth, and all thine army, horse and horsemen, all of them clothed in all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. What if those were like looking like a tank? Be kind of interesting, wouldn't it? Be kind of very much interesting that they would look like a tank, handling swords, with the gun out in front looking like a sword. Persia, that's Iran, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all his bands, well, that's going to be Germany and probably part of France. And the house of Togarma of the North Quarters and all his bands and many people with thee. Sounds a little bit like Turkey, doesn't it? And be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. And after many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations and they shall dwell safely, all of them. And then thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands, and many people with thee. So these people are going to come against Israel, and Israel tonight and all their embassies and consulates are closed up because they know that they're getting ready to be attacked. And they have the best intelligence. It's not necessarily because they are going to explode a bomb in their own embassy or something. Israel does have the Samson option from years ago. And they do have nuclear devices secreted in major European capitals, in Asian capitals, in Arab capitals, in Muslim world capitals, and likely inside the United States possibly as well. But the fact of the matter is, every time since I've been on the radio and Brother Quayle and I have been associated and that we've been privileged to know about the mighty men in valor, the MMB, who's one of their jobs is the highest level NEST or nuclear emergency search team stuff. And those of you who go way back to 204, 205, Brother Quayle and I had talked about on air, Tinley Park, Illinois, how there were about three nuclear devices in a church or supposedly up in there back then and that the MMB went against them, but they didn't get all of them. Those were not Israeli nukes. Those were Jihadi Joe nukes. And then there were others in the Luciferian factions in the U.S. military. The U.S. military Luciferian factions in the intel and military world who worked for Lucifer and who worked for the international demonic bankers and Illuminati. And they have had a hand in some of this as well. And if you really well know the old Quayle Hagman report, where Brother Quayle brought out the information that there were multiple nukes on the east coast of the United States back out. He brought that out in 2005. And then late at night, Doug Hagman was able to confirm at least one of those. And Brother Quayle knew the exact number of the nukes because the MMB, the four-star or perhaps what we might call a five-star majority, let's just say intel general, a magi, as opposed to the black magician faction that split. But those guys, and they had a son named Kevin who led teams who captured the nuclear weapons from Boston on down to Baltimore. And the real count that Brother Quayle never divulged was closer to 20 to 25 nuclear devices, which were discussed by the Iranian high hoot danny guy back then as getting ready to come to pass in America. But the very last one, allegedly, was in Baltimore, and they had a running gun battle down, I believe, it was in the Bells Point warehouse areas and that kind of stuff, near the inner harbor or near the harbor. And then they finally grabbed the last nuclear device. They could not, like all the others, his teams were able to shut down the count, so to speak. But this particular one was of the latest and greatest design, allegedly from either Los Alamos, allegedly, or Sandia Labs, allegedly. Somehow, somebody had given it to the jihadi guys, okay? And so they could not disarm that weapon, allegedly. And so they immediately took it out into the deep trench off the Maryland coast and took it way down in the deep trench, and then they exploded it in a large explosion, but without the radiation. But it was so large of a device that it did have an ample seismographic signature And then, of course, the powers that be prevailed against most of the Eastern Seaboard's universities, colleges, and government labs, etc., who just happened to have all of their seismographs on the Fritz. Or shall we say on the Persian, or on the Black Magic, okay? They just were all out of commission, and nobody could see what took place on that day when that blew. But people in Europe had seismographs, and in the Midwest and in the Deep South had seismographs which picked up a large signature. And then, for all of those people back in 2005, if you recall, there was a massive fish kill off the coasts of Maryland that came up onto the beaches, and they banned swimming for a few days. And it was a real problem because it killed tons of fish, and they floated up onto the beach and into the harbors and jetties and stuff. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've had a lot of this stuff before, and it has almost happened. And it is by our Father in Heaven and Lord Jesus operating through the MMB and through you people out there and for others who gave tips. Because there were other times. I recall another time when nukes almost went off or had to be interdicted. And though both two times were in and around the nuke plant in Arizona. And Special Ops, MMB, came and they got into the firefight and they took the nukes. But one or so of them, they left with it and then went east. They chased them. All right? I also remember later, a number of years later, that there was also another incident on the Mexican border in southern Arizona where helicopters had to take out a particular, they said, smuggling house, but it wasn't dope they were smuggling. Or for you other people who recall that there was a nuclear device, allegedly a nuclear device on a ship or boat at Marina or an anchor in the Houston Ship Channel in a dock area there. And that said nuclear device was showing the shimmer, if you know what I mean, from the sensors up above. And that was a lure to bring in the MMV. And a certain friend of the of a bird, a certain friend of a, how should we say it, a hook-nosed talon-type bird. A certain person overheard some comms how they were setting up an ambush for the MMV at that boat down in the Houston Ship Channel. And that allegedly was going to be used by the other faction, the Dark Faction, the Luciferian Faction, the group that allegedly also possibly involved, possibly, or alleged, let's just say allegedly involved the head of the CFR back then, won't say the name, and also Dart Dove Hunter. And you've got to understand that when certain politicians hunted doves one time in Texas, they drank allegedly a fifth of whiskey, and they asked some attorney to do something. The guy gave him lip, and they just shot him with the shotgun. That's the dove hunter we're talking about. Allegedly. But allegedly, those were going to be used to pin a false flag on Iran back then by blowing up, allegedly, a refinery down in the Houston Ship Channel. Well, a tip-off was given to the MMB, and who did lose one or two personnel, men, but who did ambush the ambush and were able to take it out and to capture and to take that nuclear weapon out of play. You might also recall the nuclear weapons that were hornswoggled via pressure from allegedly the Dart Dove Hunter and fango-dangled or finagled onto a craft out of Minot, and that those were taken from Minot illegally, unlawfully, without proper authorities, and ended up on the side of the tarmac in Barksdale, down in Louisiana, and allegedly they were going to be bound for the Middle East to be used to start a war with Iran back then, so that we could then go to a nuclear war after Afghanistan, after Iraq, and that we would have been bing, bang, boom in a nuclear war and take completely out Iran. That was not being done by who you would think, you see, or who it's been rumored. It was being done by Dark Dove Hunter and his crew. Luciferians who want to start the Gog-Magog War, and they wanted to start it way back when. But you out there, you few people who actually work for our Father in Heaven and who are working and directly for Lord Jesus and your prayers, as Brother Quayle would call them, imprecatory prayers, have assisted in delaying what has been a longer while to come to see it. And there's all kind of things. Because in verse 10 of Ezekiel 38, thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass. So besides all this hook in the jaw and all these people going against Israel, and incidentally, you ought to read your children Ezekiel 39 and see what happens to those that come against Israel. But on verse 10, it says, thus saith the Lord God, on 38 Ezekiel, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, that thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest and that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey, and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land. Center of the United States, all right? Now, if you go to Brother Steve Quayle's website, it's quite interesting to go over there and look at it, because on his alert section, let's see if we got one here, if I can get to it. It's an alert, says, very vivid dream of Chinese and Russian occupation dream. And Steve says, I concur because it lines up with Brother Bob's vision and others. I don't know if you read this one or not, but let's just quickly look at it here. It says, Steve, I visit your site daily. I appreciate all the great work that you're doing. I have been having this reoccurring nightmare for about a decade. I believe it's a warning, so I decided to share it. I'm born-again Christian and 100% disabled vet. My nightmare begins with my wife and I driving down the mountain pass near our home in a dire panic. We're hoping to locate our grown daughter and granddaughter. I can't stress the panic, fear, and terror that we're both experiencing. He says, as we continue down the mountain, we can see NORAD, Cheyenne Mountain, and the nearby Army base, where I was stationed for years. Just to the east of the areas I just described, all hell is being unleashed. As far as I can see to the east, fire and brimstone are raining down to the earth. Witnessing this, I know that anything above the ground is being totally annihilated, and nothing could survive this. Everything, as far as I can see, east of the front range of the Rockies is being destroyed. We find our daughter, but the military has taken control of all the highways and is directing all traffic onto the nearby base. Here's where it gets very dicey. The part of the base we're taken to is run by Chinese soldiers. These soldiers are ruthless, to say the least. Oh, in this nightmare, even though I was in what appeared to be a prison or FEMA camp, I was being shown Russian soldiers being used to round up Americans and delivering them to the camp. The Chinese were running the camp. I saw no U.S. soldiers at any time on what was once a U.S. fort. My wife, my daughter, and myself were interned in the camp. My granddaughter and son, I have no knowledge of what has happened to them. We are being starved and isolated, wondering our fate, and then a Chinese guard enters our cell. I can see it in his eyes, an expression on his face, what his intent is. And I make my move and begin strangling the guard. Good for you, brother. And when I know he is dead, I release him. And I know our fate was sealed when we were taken. Now I wait for the next guard. I awaken from the nightmare, soaked in sweat as I always do. I get out of bed and reflect on what I just learned. Every day I see is what is happening within our government, within our borders, and take into account the eyewitness testimony of seeing Russian soldiers nearby, seeing the growing number of Chinese-age military men who speak no English, working in warehouses nearby. I watch as the coup attempt against our president advances with every day. I think about the Chinese spy driver of Senator Dianne Feinstein had for 2 decades. And I think about all the deaths connected to the Clintons, the sale of U.S. uranium to Russia, 2/3 of it, and with no consequence of justice for these crimes done by Hillary. And I could go, and Obama, and I could go on and on about what I witnessed perhaps later. It says, God bless you, Steve. Thanks for all the warnings you have given to God's remnant. Time is short. Your brother in Christ, Bryce. That's a pretty interesting alert. And if you remember Brother Bob's alerts and visions and dreams, then you will see exactly what we're talking about here and start to get it. So a lot of this stuff, and the reason I gave you some history, oh, there's one I forgot to tell you about. There was a gun battle one time at in front of an Illinois nuclear power plant in northern Illinois. Not the one in Clinton that had all the problems. But the one up, Belvedere or something like that, I think they used to call it, maybe. Or maybe it's near Rockford or Cordoba or somewhere, I don't know, up in that area. But allegedly, you see, because you're not going to read it up in the local Daily Blab telling you all the stuff that I'm going to tell you. But allegedly, there was a little gun battle going on, and there was even some 50 caliber holes in certain vehicles and such. And a little running gun battle about somebody trying to go into that. Jihadi types, and they were being chased and taken out. But there's been a whole lot of stuff like this. And as you see, what's his name? Signore. Yeah. Eric Cucciarella. Eric Cucciarella. The lovely, allegedly a lovely whistleblower. Do you hear your dissipation light going off, Eric? Mr. Skinny with the eyeball glasses, the Coke bottle glasses, and a skinny neck and tall. Well, I tell you what. You heard third hand, and Trump popped the cork on you. Now you got a trouble with Schiff, and now you're going to be in the deep doo-doo crap. And now everybody knows. And then the other collaborators, the other whistleblowers, like this army major or whatever with the glasses. And yes, he has a purple heart. He was wounded. But it still doesn't make any difference. If that's the case, it does not excuse being a mole inside the NSC and in and around the White House to try to take Trump out in a coup d'etat. People, your government. People in your intelligence service, in your military, in your political, in the DOJ, in the FBI, were working to destroy your government and your duly elected president of the United States in a coup d'etat, and it is still going on. And now, God bless old Louis Gohmert, the representative from Texas, and I know some folks who, used to live where old Louis was from. Used to talk to Louis, help elect him. But Louis Gohmert has said that if they keep going the way they're going, you have a U.S. representative, a congressional representative from the great state of Texas, saying that they're going to push this country into a civil war. So while you're getting ready for the civil war, I talked to you last week about Thomas W. Chittum. That's C-H-I-T-T-U-M, Thomas W. Chittum. His book, Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America. Now, it was written in 1996. The original publisher was American Eagle Publications out of Sholo, Arizona. But my good friend, a certain peace officer from the old Crossroads, from the old Crossroads District, Texas, certain peace officer was able to find, I think, a used copy of this, and they said there was quite a few of them up available on the, what is it, the Amazon, okay? Used copies of Civil War II, T-W-O, The Coming Breakup of America, Thomas W. Chittum. That's an interesting book to get because it's got all the stages and the steps of it. And it'll tell you how it's going to break out. A lot of it breaks out racially, which they've already started to work on that. In spite of the fact that we'd had better race relations a few years ago than I can ever remember. And I'll tell you, another good book to look at, of course, is Patriots, Surviving the Coming Collapse, James Wesley Rawls. And then he's got Survivors and a few other different ones, Liberators, Survivors, etc. Another book that you read, and these are quick reads, William R. Forstchen, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N, 1 Second After, which describes still the most likely takeout of the United States. EMP weapon that destroys the power grids. Oh, well, crap. California's almost gone already. And old Gavin's up there in his cool black turtleneck or his black little hut uniform, you know, with the official state, you know, trooper seal or something on the side. Talking about how the power's coming back on. Well, the power's coming back on so you can see all the homeless scumbags, you know, and needle poppers and all the poopers on the streets, Gavin. California used to be a wonderful dream. Everybody worked. The schools were the best in the United States. It produced so much vegetables, fruit, and everything. Nuts. Fish. And it's still a huge economy. But it's third world now, Gavin. Under you and Pelosi. And who else? Shift. Shifty Shift is from up there, ain't he? And oh, yeah, Swallow Well. The half light and the loper's three-quarter light Swalwell, who swallows well, but pretends he's still married and all that stuff when he's a half-light party fighter, you know? And all of them people, and Nancy Pelosi with her little gavel and her little witch's grin on Halloween, and old Pillow Chip, or Pillow, yeah, let's just call her Pillow Chip. Or you could call her Ship or Shift, Shift, Pillow Shift, okay? And Shifty Ship. And he's still lying up his sleeve. So it's going to come down to it. And somebody said, I'm going to get around to it. Well, one time a guy gave me a little wooden nickel sort of thing. And on both sides of that, it said T-U-I-T, and I had me around to it. So I never used that expression ever again. I just went ahead and did what it is I needed to do. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk in the game? You want to keep old Hawk striking blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus? And then secondarily, to warn you, the remnant, about what is to come or what the Lord has maybe shown old Hawk to show you? Or what I see out there as a watchman as I stand on the wall and look out amongst the trees and in the waterways and across the country and across the world to let you know what's coming and how to maybe prepare. And I always have told you that Lord Jesus has told you how to prepare. The answer to Matthew 24 is Matthew 25. Please read those to your children tonight. Please read those to your friend tonight, or to your spouse, or whoever, and just read them out loud. And then read Matthew 25. And then if you want to dovetail it up and get it all cinched in, then tie in Ezekiel 38 and look at that verse 10 as well. Just read all Ezekiel 38, 39, and then go ye to the Luke 21, and then pay specific attention about who is going to betray you. If the first time you're listening to the show tonight, I'm not even going to read that tonight. Go to Luke 21 in a King James and read who is going to betray you. Okay? Ah, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to prepare. It's been a long time, but if you recall, after about the second or third show, what was it old Hawk said? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Sharpen your K-bars and load your magazines and get prepared to fight because and stand for Lord Jesus, because these people are getting ready to come. These Luciferians are getting ready to come for you and for your children and your wife or your husband and your house. They're going to take all your goods and they're going to do with what they want with your family and kill you. So don't allow that. Sell a cloak and get a sword, you know? Pay attention to what Jesus said in Matthew 25. Oh, boy. Traitors. President Trump is in there and he thinks he's got all these people that are, you know, in the CIA or NSA or EIEIO or FBI or DOJ or this one, that one, or the other one, and that they're all going to fight for America and defend it. No, they were there to do him in and to destroy him. Take out General Flynn. Take everybody out of the picture and do a coup d'etat. And it still goes on. And you're going to have to because of the demon commie rats. And I was a young man. I worked for a guy running for governor of the state of Illinois. I got the vote out for him, Paul Simon. He owned a small newspaper in a small town. He had the glasses. He had been an intelligence agent in the military. But he was, I thought, a good, honest man. And he ran for governor. And so then because I got the boat out, the 18-year-old boat, in those days, you see, when it first came in, I was invited to the Democratic County caucuses and was right up in there. And they were saying, you're a cool guy. We're going to put you in whatever law school you want to go to. We'll get you in. We'll even find scholarships and help people pay for it if that's necessary. And then we're going to have a situation to where to where you're going to find out that after a while and you get out of law school, we're going to run you for state representative from this district. And I can remember the guy who was the current one then telling me that he was going to run me and that he was going to go on up the line and he'd pull me up with him. Boy, I'm sure glad I didn't do that. But I saw on the very first caucus how they sold, how black ministers sold their votes away in exchange for putting people on the county welfare rolls. I saw how the black garbage man, and who also was the guy that ran the taverns, the dope, and the girls, and all that stuff, how he was afforded all ability to do what he wanted to do as long as he made the same cut donations up the change into the party. So I was able to discern that within about 1 hour. And so I never went back to the Democratic Party and I never went into it again. My family at that time, long prior to that, with Abraham Lincoln, had helped to create, out of the Whig Party, helped to create the Republicans Party. And I used to know a lot of prominent ones. And I used to know the House Minority Leader at the time, Bob Michael, and a whole lot of people. I met Everett Dirksen, and these are just people from the blast from the past, you know, years ago. But then I got to realize that they weren't all that much better either. But I'm going to tell you, in this particular case, they are not demon commie rats. If you look at the proposals the Democrats are putting out, you vote for a Democrat, you're going to end up with a 42% national sales tax, 70% income tax, and a huge wealth tax. And that's going to hit those farmlands that you might already own, or a small business. Small business might bring in a couple million a year or something. Small business doesn't mean you make $20,000. Small business means you might have a gross of $2, $3, $4, $5 million. And maybe you only pay yourself the pass-through, they say, you know. Maybe you pay yourself $100,000. And most of it gets eaten up in the costs anyway, and the wages and all that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you vote for them, you're going to have a destruction. And they're trying to destroy the current president, sitting president of the United States, whether you voted for him or not. He was duly elected. All of this is coming to pass. If you've seen a scholar of Temecula, God bless you, brother, out there. He has sent me an article earlier about China is making a move for all of the farms, making a major play for American farms and farmland. Yeah. And they, through acquisition of Syngenta chemical companies, and also through Smithfield, allegedly Smithfield hams and stuff. And you remember that we were hip to this and told about it, oh, I don't know, back two, three years ago by our friend in the Smoky and Blue Ridge, Smoky Mountains and the Blue Ridge, Lady J, who had found out that they'd got mostly the stock of Smithfield, and they controlled about 12 of the pork brands and producers in the United States, the major brands. In an effort to cut out the middleman, foreign buyers are trying to circumvent the American farmer. Instead of buying food from farmers who work their own land, some foreign buyers want to own and operate these American farms themselves, as well as the livestock barns and slaughterhouses. And and the chemical companies and all the stuff. For instance, on February 11, Nebraska Republican Governor Pete Ricketts signed LB 176 into law, reversing a 1999 law that prevented meat packers from owning livestock for more than 5 days prior to the slaughter. Pork processors like Smithfield, which owns a plant employing more than 2,000 in Crete, Nebraska, will soon be able to vertically integrate their operations instead of buying hogs from numerous independent farmers. Farmers will contract with the processors like Smithfield for the privilege of selling their pork. And then you got chicken industry and all these different things. All these different things being taken over. I've watched and heard for years in Kansas. And then that brings me around to food and all these things. And what I recall, and I remember listening to years ago, listening to Chuck Harder, For the People. Remember him? He had a huge network. They took him out. Jerry Hughes, a whole lot of good people that were on that network back in the 90s. When Whitewater was hot. When Oklahoma City got blown up. And we started finding out the truth about all of that stuff. That was a wonderful time where a lot of people learned a lot of things in this country. And now that time will never be again because now you got people who can't even read a book. So what I'm trying to say is back then we were talking about and there was a study done that if Red China's stated goal was to increase the number of eggs that people in China were to eat every week, how many chickens that would require? And then how much grain would have to be raised to sell to the chickens, to feed to the chickens? And basically what it boiled down to is eventually that the Red Chinese would require with their population almost all of the grain and livestock produced in the United States to feed their populations. And then we allowed them the money and to develop the money by trading all of our factories over to them. Moving them lock, stock, and, you know, roller wheels, you know, conveyor belt over there. And then transferring the intellectual property, in other words, how Boeing had to transfer how to make their wiring bus, let's say, for their aircraft. Or an engine for a car, or car parts for General Motors. You know, I think there's more Buicks sold in Red China than there are in the United States. There used to be. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're starting to see that come to pass. And then I'll go back to Vintage Brother Quail on the radio. Blueprint for Survival kind of time, you know? First it was Johnstown, Colorado, and then Blueprint for Survival, and then the Q Files, and, you know, on and on. But he interviewed Sam Cohen, who invented the neutron bomb. Now, a neutron weapon does not destroy all of the buildings, does not destroy, tear up all of the earth, does not take down the mountains or reroute the rivers and all of that. What a neutron weapon does, which incidentally were given to the Red Chinese, according to Sam Cohen, by George Herbert Walker Bush, who was one of the original ambassador to China after Nixon opened him up with Heinz Kissinger. Then, of course, the Bush family happened to own a lot of factories over there, too. And one time, one of the brothers, I think, Marvin, maybe, or I don't know what it was, allegedly, they even owned the Shanghai Country Club, or half of it. Which is funny, because later on, as I recall, in that same kind of era, I think somebody that used to own a big chicken company in Arkansas, allegedly, had to go on the lam because they had found some cocaine and some racehorses that he was importing. And he went over and stayed for a while or had to get out of Dutch. And he ended up staying in a hotel, I think, in Shanghai. Maybe even stayed at the Shanghai Country Club, where they also happened to race horses in the racetrack inside of it there. Well, that's a whole nother kettle of fish, ain't it? Or a whole nother kettle of barbecue from the Arkansas. But ladies and gentlemen, we're at that time. Now let's tie this together. We got on the East Coast almost all of our carrier groups, which is the way we've always projected power into the world, are in dry docks or are in repair. And some of them can't be repaired because we don't have enough of the dry docks and of the port workers and shipbuilders to repair and to work on. So we got some of these carriers won't be ready till 2021 or 2022. Why don't we spend some of that money that Pelosi will not bring up to vote on the money for the military appropriations bills? Instead, they have to impeach Trump. And why don't we hire enough ship workers, welders and such, to turn these carrier groups around and put them back on the water? But put them back on the water in such a way that they're not susceptible to the electromagnetic pulse weapons of the Russians, which just seem to be able to turn off the USS Donald Cook in the Black Sea and then turn them up again later on and then turn some others off and then run in cruise ships, or not cruise ships, but cargo ships from the Red Chinese, turn them around in circles and run them smack jig jab into another Arleigh Burke or two destroyer. Oh, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do, because I can use any assistance. You can contact old Hawk by a card or letter. You can put a little something in if you can. It would be sure nice. It can be Federal Reserve note, piece of silver, piece of gold, whatever the size. Always excellent, easy. Check or money order made out to Hawk, H-A-W-K. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And bless you. And God bless everybody out there. Dunlap, Iowa. Beatrice, Nebraska. Walla Walla. Old Warren Soul Drive. Warren Soul Drive buddy down there. God bless you. Topanga Canyon. All the different ones. Rochester, Minnesota. Oh, boy, old Mars Hill, High Cut Road in Maine, a whole lot of different places to be and go and say and do, and the Buffalo Gal, and all of those people, too. Springfield, Illinois, the Ninth Street Wonder. God bless you. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I can't ever say anybody's name or all the names because over the years, I just remember different places and interactions and a lot of people I still email and correspond with. And I wanted to tell you also tonight, Brother Quayle has given you information that you need to get. And the only place you can get the information he's given out is on his Q Files 2.0. Go to stevequayle.com, which you can also click in through to listen to my show down there below that. But Q Files 2.0, I believe it's 10 bucks a month. And Steve is doing weekly podcasts on that and giving you inside information about some stuff that he's not putting out in other venues. I would also tell you that those CDs or DVDs from the last Branson conference, if you were to get a set of those and to watch that stuff, provide that information to your children, your grandchildren, to your church, and let them see the full array of that information and truth that Brother Quayle and all the speakers brought to you this past September down in Branson on the alien question. The evidence presented. So that people know things in the Bible that are getting ready to come and pass are real. And that the people involved in doing this, some of them are fallen angels, you see. Already on this planet working. Who then have minions. And then who have hordes of demons also. The disembodied spirits and souls of the Rephaim, of the giants. Go to stevequayle.com, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Go out and prep tonight. Nuclear, biological, and chemical gear. Food, water purification and storage. Firearms, ammo. All of the things. Mighty men and women of valor, use yours. High tech, as you've done many times. Strike blows against the loop. Bandingo Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey Lapua. Squeeze that through your buddy, don't you? Good night.